Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
In Alabama, the state's largest hospital has stopped in vitro fertilization services. This after the state Supreme Court just ruled embryos are children protected by the state's wrongful death law. The Alabama Medical Association is seeking to have the ruling put on hold. For now, though, what does this mean for IVF services in the state? With us now is Dr. Brett Davenport. He's medical director at the Fertility Institute of North Alabama. Dr. Davenport, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
You know the Alabama Supreme Court ruling that embryos are, quote, extrauterine children under the law. I understand you were initially stunned to see this. Can you tell us about that?
Sure. I mean, it was definitely a surprise because the law was never intended to go in this direction. And I understand that our judge was only upholding the wording of the law. But at this point, it's up to the legislatures to make this right.
Yeah. And you were quoted in one article as saying, describing yourself as a very pro-life endocrinologist, and yet saying the ruling seems absurd. Absurd how?
Well, you know, everything we do as reproductive endocrinologists in our day-to-day practice, we're helping couples who cannot have a child be able to have a child. I don't know if it gets any more pro-life than that. So we're approaching this whole thing, you know, with life in mind, and we celebrate life with these patients. Yeah. And so to attach this to a bill that was intended to protect a fetus's life in utero is just a different case altogether than an argument altogether than what we do on a day-to-day basis with our embryos.
So given this ruling, could part of your everyday job put you at criminal risk, say, you know, freezing an embryo as part of the basic procedure or destroying an extra unwanted one if a couple is already pregnant?
Well, the first scenario, just freezing it, it does not prohibit us from doing that at this point under law. But the destruction of an embryo is definitely touched upon with this, and we're all in a holding pattern in terms of what this means for us and how we're going to go forward.
Yeah, and just
in that regard,
if you can kind of remind us, like, why you need to freeze embryos and how you might proceed going forward, given this, I guess, uncertainty for now.
There's several reasons why one would freeze embryos. When we do in vitro fertilization now under our current protocols, we stimulate and retrieve as many eggs as possible, and we fertilize all of those eggs, and we try to get as many embryos as possible. So we only want to put, you know, one of those embryos back at a time and have one child at a time. So several of these infertile couples have future children waiting for them, you know, for family planning for them. And now when they, let's just say a couple has five embryos and they only want three children in the first three take, which is actually not super likely, but it is likely that people will have, you know, possibly some excess embryos left over after they're done with their family.
Yeah.
At that point, we have to make a decision. Well, or they have to make a decision of what do we do with these embryos? And one of their options is to thaw those embryos. But this ties their hands and our hands both to do that in the state of Alabama.
Yeah. Some analysts suggest this ruling means embryos might have to be stored indefinitely. Is that a possibility?
Well, in the state of Alabama, it's certainly a possibility. But one solution could possibly be to transport these to storage facilities that are out of state. That is obviously if this ruling stood. I do have high hope that the legislature is going to come through and do the right thing here.
Yeah. So we have read about fertility doctors receiving a lot of calls from patients with concerns. What do we do now? Have you heard from your patients about this, kind of wondering what happens? Perhaps there's a chilling effect here.
Yeah, we have. There is a chilling effect. We've heard from, our phones have been ringing off the hook with this. Most of the patients we're hearing from are patients who are planning to undergo IVF, wondering, are we still going to be able to do it? How's this going to affect things? The answer is yes, we will still be able to do it. And we are going to reconsent the patients before they go through.
Resign the form?
Resign forms, but I mean, it's called an informed consent. We're basically going to re-inform the patient of everything that's happened, and so that if that changes their decision process of either if to go through or how to go through, they have the opportunity to do that.
Okay, great, Dr. Brett Davenport. Thank you so much for the time.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
And it is Dr. Brett Davenport of the Fertility Institute of North Alabama.